celebrities are still celebrities. I mean, the rest of us who are trying to make it, lost our jobs, don't have any money, can't go back to work, we don't live in the celebrity world. Like, J-Lo can easily never work another day in her life, and she'll still be a multi-millionaire. We talked about last week that she was just trying to buy the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like learning that she's trying to buy the Mets is a little like rubbing in our faces that she has money. But today, this is more egregious to me. Today, she was bragging. She posted this picture of these hoop earrings that she had customized. They say J-Lo in diamonds, and they're $11,000. Okay? Is it really time to be telling us how much you spent on earrings right now? It feels a little bit insensitive. But my friends were like, no, it's J-Lo. You got to be like, you do you, J-Lo. Mm. What do you think?
Yeah, because she just played the Super Bowl. You know she has money. So, yeah, I want to see what she's spending her money on. If I can't spend the money, then I want to see how rich people spend the money.
Right. So you don't mind living vicariously through the celebrities.
Today, Chrissy Teigen put out a photo of she was standing in the bathroom and John Legend was in the shower. And she was kind of covering up part of
his butt.
Uh-huh. But the only thing I could look at was, oh my God, look at that bathroom.
Right.
The shower was the size of your apartment.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but we know they have money. I just feel like right now them rubbing it in our faces. You know what I mean? Now is just, I love knowing that they're wealthy and they're happy. And because like some of them I really love and I'm, you know, I'm the reason why they have money because I buy their products. I watch their movies. I do their whatever. Like I'm a supporter.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part right now, I feel like the whole celebrity, look how much stuff I have, you know, like look at the rocks that I got, J-Lo kind of attitude. I don't know. It feels a little in your face. I feel like it's a little insensitive.
It's kind of like the 90s all over again because the 80s were total flash. The 80s right. were Rolex watches and Ferraris and all that. And then 90s and late 90s and early 2000s came around and that looked stupid. And it was
the opposite. I remember I was at a bar in the 90s with some friends. Like we were, I don't know, whatever, just hanging out and drinking. And this like guy came in and he kind of smelled like you smelled him before you saw him.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend of mine was like, oh, like, is there a homeless guy in here? What is that smell? And we turned around and it was Ethan Hawke. And he was wearing like this dirty old T-shirt and these ratty jeans and like some flannel thing. But you know, it was all about the anti-celebrity. It was all about the anti-money thing. Mm-hmm. It's like, we know you have money, but we're not going to show it off kind of attitude. Like it was definitely different in the 90s. Celebrities did not bling out the way they did in the 80s.
Yeah, the 90s, I don't know exact date that it happened, but it went from $45 T-shirts to I got a T-shirt at a thrift store for 50 cents and I'm cool.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it did that overnight. So I think we're to that point again to where the big stupid earrings with the diamonds look stupid. The really cool ones that you find at a thrift store look better.
Yeah. My whole attitude is like my boyfriend and I are fighting over like who's going to eat the last package of ramen noodles. Like, yes, I want to hear more about your $11,000 earrings, J-Lo.
You look stupid in the Rolex. You should have bought a Timex.
Right.